Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
You know what's great? You know what's great?
What?
4-day work weeks are great.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been the deciding factor in the election had they just said that. That one added bonus could have changed everything. The country is going to a 4-day work week. Would have been glorious. What'd you guys do with the weekend?
I did nothing.
Nothing.
And it was wonderful. I feel like I've just been going for literally the last like 4 months. And this is probably the first weekend in a while where I just sat on the couch and rewatched the same show 8 times and just fed my cat, made dinner, did it all over again the next day. It was glorious.
You needed to recharge. Your body was saying, yo, sister, I need you to just take a breath. I need you to take a beat. I need you to take a nap.
Several naps. That's what I did.
I get antsy. You don't get antsy.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, if I did that every weekend, I'd get so bored. But sure. I feel like the last couple of weekends I've had plans, and I have more plans coming up for the next several weekends that I'm like, this is the first weekend and probably the last weekend in a really long time that I can just do whatever I want.
Yeah, so I had the option to have that weekend this weekend, right? And then I told you guys, because I had nothing on the books. I didn't have the kids this weekend. Hollis was with Stacy. Hayden is in Savannah. No commitments. So I could, that was an option, what you did. And what I did was booked a trip to Fort Lauderdale for the weekend. Because I know I'm not capable of just sitting around like that. Like, I don't know. So I left for Fort Lauderdale on Friday.
He's going to embrace who you are, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, at this point, yeah, for sure. So I found a dive bar on Friday night where I went. And this place has been up since like 1950. It's called the Elbow Room. It's the place where the Florida Panthers, when they won the Stanley Cup, all the players came. Do you guys remember this story? They took the Stanley Cup and they threw it in the water?
No.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
It's kind of famous for that. It's just a dive bar. I mean, plastic cups, sticky floors, good live music. So I went there on Friday night, then got some recommendations from Bert Show listeners, and then on Saturday went to the Atlanta United game against Miami, which was epic. We'll talk about that later on. And then came back on Sunday, and I just knew that I couldn't be like by myself and be bored, so a solo trip just seemed like a great idea. It was fantastic. I loved it.
I in vain of what you did, I did too much this weekend, way too much. So initially, my plan was to go to Dallas to see one of my best friends who I haven't seen in a while since you guys gave me the Friday off. So I was going to see that as a 3-day weekend. At some point, my lady came to me and said that she was going to see her specialist finally to try to figure out what's going on with her condition. So she was doing that on Monday. So what I should have done was cancel Dallas and just go straight to New York and be with her the whole weekend. But instead, I came up with this genius plan to still go to Dallas. And since we had the Monday off, I was like, well, I might as well go to the Cowboys game now. When's the next time I'm going to be in Dallas and I have the Monday off? So I went to see the Cowboys game on Sunday.
Oh, no, that wasn't worth it.
Oh, that was a disaster, man. And we'll talk about the story that goes along with the score. The story was probably worse than the score, to give you a clue of how bad that whole event went. And then Sunday night, I flew straight from the game to the airport, flew to New York, got there to be with my lady throughout the specialist, stayed with her throughout the day, left that night, got back to Atlanta last night, and then now I'm here. That was my weekend.
That was a relaxing weekend.
Yeah, really relaxing. 4 days, three states. It's super relaxing,
bro.
It was rough.
So what Mo was referring to is we have a rotating Friday off. You know, I came in here talking about what a 4 day work week would look like, and a lot of the rest of the world is doing that. Seems like a great idea to me. So every now and then, one of us takes a Friday off just to have a 4 day work week, and this was Mo's weekend. How about you, KK?
So this past weekend was my annual girls trip down to Florida. We do a little pilgrimage down there for Amanda's birthday, and you asked me last night at our Friendsgiving, because we had a little Burt Show Friendsgiving at Davio's last night, and so what did you do? And I sat there and I thought, I'm like, well, what did we do? We laid on the beach, we laid by the pool, we drank, and we went to restaurants. Was it?
Sounds glorious to me. Sounds fantastic.
But we did. I mean, it's always one of those groups where you get together and you're like doubled over in laughter and you're just trying to catch up and then you're reminiscing. So there was just four of us down in Pompano Beach, which is in between Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach. And it's a cute little like sleepy beach town. There wasn't like a whole lot going on because one day after dinner, we were looking to get not into some trouble, but into some fun. And we had our dancing shoes on. So we're like, let's go dance. Yeah, we couldn't find anywhere to dance.
Really? There was no place.
We went to a place that a Burt Show listener hit us up. And she was like, yeah, it's just a bunch of 50-year-old men and cougar women. And it's super loud. And after dinner, we're like, we're going there. And there is nobody there.
Zero people there.
No.
Really?
So we were the loud ones. We brought the noise.
Well, this group, your group is the group when you're out that... generally speaking, it probably wasn't you guys, but when you see it, you know it is the wildest one. It's the women that have kids. Mm-hmm. They don't get out all that often. They don't see their friends that much. So when they finally do, it is bee to the wall.
And I'm starting to second guess what we were wearing because I told Abby about this last night at our Friendsgiving dinner. And I'm going to expand on the story later. And this is not an exaggeration. Yeah, some guy thought I was a prostitute.
Oh, no. Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
I don't know how to take that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, now is that the offensive part or how much he offered you? What was he offering you?
The offense was thinking I was a prostitute.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Let this be a lesson to all of the country music stars out there. Do not mess with Taylor Swift or the Swifties because the Tay Voodoo will come for you. So if you missed the story surrounding country music star Zach Bryan, he is probably in the top three of the biggest country music acts right now. And he's going through a very public breakup with a Barstool Sports cast member, Brianna Chicken Fry. Long story short, she's claiming that he emotionally abused her for a year and a half. It's this whole long story about how he was just terrible to her and then dumped her out of nowhere and then got on a dating app immediately. And then because he got on the dating app immediately, he made a statement on Instagram telling the world that they had broken up and she thought she was going to have a couple more weeks. So then she had to address it publicly, which is really hard because it's a very public breakup.
I listened to the whole 90-minute podcast of her spilling the tea, man. Oh, dude, Zach Bryan is buried right now.
Yeah, you just keep saying buried. That. I think he's going to be fine unless Taylor Swift's lawyers come for him because now Swifties have decided to take Brianna Chicken Fry's side because Swifties are like, girls, girls, we see a heartbroken girl and we're like, come into our womb and listen to Taylor Swift and heal from this. And they have dug up some of Zach Bryan's songs and found that a lot of them sound like copycat Taylor Swift songs. So the first one, you guys are laughing.
I'm not.
This is about to be a lawsuit. So the first song that Swifties dug up is a song of his called Pink Skies, and they think it sounds a lot like a song that she recently released a couple of years ago. So here's Zach Bryan's song, Pink Skies. Okay, we've let that sunk in. Mm-hmm. Zach Bryan's song, okay. Pink Skies. Here's Taylor Swift's song, Betty from Folklore.
That's pretty close.
And it's not like it's just one song. There's a second one. Or there's actually two more. So this is a song from Zach Bryan called Let You Down. And then here's Taylor Swift's song from her debut album, Should Have Said No.
Oh, damn.
Now, this next song, it's probably the least close in terms of songs, but it is kind of crazy if you think of the Taylor Swift lore. So the Zach Bryan song I'm about to play for you is called Better Days, and it's featuring John Mayer. And then the song people are comparing it to is a song called Dear John that Swifties allegedly think is about John Mayer. So he better lawyer up, and he's going to be very happy that Brianna Chicken Fry didn't accept that $12 million NDA payout because he's going to need it.
Yeah, CSI Swifties, they are tough, man. And he made that comment years ago about, like, Kanye being better than Taylor, right?
He made it, like, months ago.
Was it months ago?
Literally weeks ago.
They're fired up about that, too, man.
I feel like most country singers, well, at least it seems like, whenever they have any type of controversy, it enhances their career, if anything else.
Yeah, in some cases, like, we were talking about Morgan Wallen earlier, yes.
So it'll be interesting to see how this affects Zach Bryan. I think he's going to be perfectly fine. I think this is going to be old news in 6 months.
I do think it's a different scenario once you start talking about abuse. Then I do think that's the sort of the sticking point, but can't have that if you're abusing anybody in any way, especially a woman. That's when you start losing sales.
Well, I mean, did it really affect it? Like a Chris Brown, for example, like Chris Brown still has a career. I mean, is he a top artist?
It did affect him though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I want it to affect him. I was never really a Zach Bryan fan to begin with. I always thought his songs were a little whiny boy, but, I mean, I think, if it does affect him, I think it's going to prove that there's a reckoning coming in the country music genre that you can't be a bad person and also make music.
Well, you're assuming that people believe women, and that's like, and that's why we had the whole, you know, hashtag Me Too movement to get more people to believe women in their stories. Mm-hmm. And in this instance, when you're talking about emotional abuse, I think people are less likely to believe mm-hmm. that rather than physical abuse because they need to see the bruise mm-hmm. in order to believe the bruise. Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's important because not all scars are physical. And mm-hmm. I think just because somebody is saying that something happened and it doesn't look like something you can physically see on their body doesn't make it any less impactful. But on a much lighter note, Dave Portnoy has decided to come out with a diss track for Zach Bryan. Again, number two, diss track numero dos.
And another one.
And he's comparing him to another controversial artist. I'll tell you all about it on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you feel crappy when you tell people no, like you spread yourself too thin because you're constantly saying yes and yes and yes on Mondays or Tuesdays or whenever we get around to it? We find these motivational videos that go viral, and sometimes they really like connect with us, right? And I saw this one and I thought, Kristen, at least how she used to be.
I'm trying to get better.
Uh-huh.
But I've been failing in that department recently.
Have you?
Yes.
It's a long ass process.
It is.
Right? But I saw this one here, and it's an 85-year-old giving one piece of advice. And he says the key to happiness is just learning how to say no.
I'm 85. I don't feel any different from when I was 16. I still think about boys, and I still hate my hair. You know, that has not changed. You know what the big difference is?
Tell us.
I can say no. And younger people are so anxious to please. Oh, yes, I can do that. Oh, sure, I want that. Oh, yes, that's a good idea. I've learned to say, I'm sorry, that doesn't really work for me. I've never been able to say that, ever. I was invited to go camping. Why would I go camping? And I did it because I was ashamed to say, that's not really me. And you know what happened? And I get up in the middle of the night. I didn't know where the latrine was. I went out in the forest, and I wiped myself with a leaf, and it was poison ivy.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much, nature. That's because I couldn't say no.
Why do we struggle with that so much? Because we want to be liked by people so much?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's people-pleasing at its finest. Like, you just don't like when people don't like you. But I do wonder what age that changes, because, like my grandmother always says, at some age, when it come up, it come out. I'm saying what I feel.
Right? Matthew McConaughey kind of says the same thing here. He's just saying, like, look, your time is worth a lot, right? So spend it really, really wisely.
Don't leave crumbs. What I mean? Decisions that we make. Choices we make daily that are gonna buy time from our future. When we leave crumbs, we are creating yellow and red lights in our future. What I mean is, if I pick your pocket, I may get what I want in the moment. I got the money and I went and got what I needed. But for the rest of my life, I gotta dodge you if I look over and see you in the room. I gotta look over my shoulder. Whose time is that taking? My time in the future. It's buying my time in the future. It's causing me stress in the future. That's leaving crumbs. Don't leave crumbs. Don't give yourself a reason to have to look over your shoulder.
You like that?
It's yeah, only if you got scruples, though.
Yeah, kind of goes along with it. That one connect with you right there?
Well, the part when he said, like, now I got to avoid you, because I'm like the king of that. If I know it's a conversation I don't want to have, I spend so much time playing hide and seek, man, it's ridiculous.
Me too. You too?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I've been stealing money out of people's pockets since the day I was born, so I've been looking over my shoulder a lot, so totally understand.
All right, Kristen, so you're wondering if you are a Karen or were you a hero?
Yes, a Karen or a hero. I'm going to present the facts and only the facts, and you all will decide if I was a Karen in this moment or if I was a hero. And of course, I'm of the age now where when I go on a girls trip, I come back with a story asking if I was a Karen.
Not all Karens wear capes.
Apparently. All right, so
actually, no Karens wear capes.
We're going to see if this one does. All right, so there we were in Pompano Beach on a girls trip. It's me and three other girls. Amanda's birthday weekend, and we are, you know, waking up late, being just leisurely about everything, and then the moment our feet hits the sand and the surf, we're having a cocktail in hand and we're drinking all day. So we have been drinking on the beach, and yes, was definitely tipsy, but was not drunk, and went back to the pool because they kicked us out of our beach chairs and we had to leave. So we go back to the pool, and we are sitting there at the pool, and there's a father with three young boys. I'd say ages like 6, 7, 10, something like that, right? So I'm sitting there with my cocktail in hand, and we're just feeling like the, you know, the beautiful ocean breeze. And I'm watching these kids, and they're hanging all over the accessible chair to get into the pool. Now, there you will see at a majority of pools, there should be like a chair that children or adults who are disabled or have special needs can get into the pool, right? Because I do what I do for Bert's Big Adventure, which is our nonprofit where we take kids with chronic or terminal illness down to Disney World, I felt some sort of way seeing these three boys mess with this chair. And they're hanging on it, they're swinging it, they're hitting the button, and the dad is literally in a lounge chair right next to them on his phone saying absolutely nothing. So I sat there and I was like, nah, they're in the wrong here. Dad should say something, but he's not.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a village. I'm about to be a part of their village, whether they like it or not.
Okay.
So I walk over there, and in my kind mother voice, I'm like, hey, guys, hey, So this wheelchair is for kids and adults with special needs. We don't want to break it because if we do, they won't be able to get in and out of the pool. Can you please stop? You know, can we stop messing with it? All right. I walk away. Thought that was going to be the end of it. Dad said nothing, by the way. Okay. Never even looked up from his phone when I spoke to the kids.
I wish there was a way we could hear from the kids' perspective what kind mom voice sounds like. It was probably like...
No. I promise you. I mean...
For you.
I promise you that was... What I just delivered was pretty accurate to how I handled the kids.
Okay.
Because I wasn't coming in hot. They may not know what that chair is for. I wanted to educate them, right? So I go back, I sit in my chair, I grab my Aperol spritz, start doing it again.
Oh.
And I'm looking at them, and they are looking at me, and they are looking me in the eye, and they are still climbing on this chair.
No.
So I put my drink down.
Oh, God.
And I walk back over there, and I'm like, all right, I really need you guys to do me a favor. Because, you know, I work with kids with special needs, and I know how important these chairs are. Can you please stop messing with it? Because I don't want anything to happen to it.
So you broke one of their legs and then said, now you need the chair.
that's how you teach a lesson.
That's what this chair's for. Is that what you did?
So they stop again. Dad, once again, head buried in the phone, doesn't say anything. I walk back to my chair. So I sit there for a couple minutes, and now I'm just watching him like a hawk, like because I just felt it in my bones. I'm like, this is going to have to be a third time's a charm instance. And sure enough, one of the little kids swims over, and he's hanging on the chair because now they have put it in the water, and he's hanging on the chair in the water. And now the other older kid is pushing the chair, and he's, you know, pushing it back over into out of the water, but it's like scraping the
side
pool tile.
Mm-hmm.
I jump up this time. I go back over there and I'm like, you guys seriously have to stop. And then the 10-year-old has the audacity, 10 or 11, to look me in the eye and goes, I was getting it out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And in that moment, I really wanted to say something, but I didn't. And I was like, please stop messing with the chair. And then I turn around and I walk away. And finally, the dad said something and explained to them that chair is for people who need the assistance to get into the pool, i.e. like somebody in a wheelchair. And then they finally didn't touch the chair again. But it took three times me going over there and saying something to them. And I never once addressed the dad. I thought about it the third time. I was going to go over to him and be like, can you please explain to your kids why they shouldn't be hanging on this chair? And can you please stop them from hanging on this chair? But I just directly talked to them, and he never said anything to me.
I say you did the right thing.
I would say,
I know it's giving Karen.
And I know it's different in our cultures because we are always taught to mind our business. But I do think the first two times you said something, it was warranted. Mm-hmm. The third time, you know what they say, third time's a Karen.
You know,
is that what they say?
That's the old saying I heard somewhere.
I couldn't let them keep hanging on the chair. They were going to break it.
Listen, I don't think you were being a Karen at all, because a true Karen would have gone to the manager and had the manager handle it.
You know
that's fair.
It's true. I just had enough liquid courage, and I was like, if I have to go back over there a fourth time, I'm going to blow my lid.
I think you did the right thing. I really do.
She's trying to stand up for the rights of those that need that chair.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Weeks ago when we were talking about the Netflix show Nobody Wants Us, we were talking about the greatest kiss in the history of TV shows or movies in that TV show. And now we are seeing, people are saying that, the greatest chemistry on screen, you can see it right now, in Outer Banks.
Yeah, this is actually one of my favorite TV shows that came out during the pandemic when we needed it most, when we needed something to cling on to. And it's been a really successful TV show for the last couple of seasons, and the most recent one just came out. And there's a lot of praise being thrown at some co-stars, and there's a lot of criticism being thrown at two co-stars, all because of the same thing. And it all comes down to chemistry. So the people that are getting praised are the two leads, Chase Stokes and Madeline Klein. You might know Chase Stokes because he also dates Kelsey Ballerini. And they have just had incredible chemistry throughout this entire show. And what's weird is these two actually dated in real life. Like, these two were a couple pretty much from the start of season one up until the last couple of years. Now Chase, of course, dates Kelsey Ballerini, but they still have amazing chemistry. And Chase recently commented on this. He said, despite what's happened in our personal life, we met as strangers and things happened and it was a great relationship. And now we're exactly where we started, which was just as incredibly talented co-stars. And I'm really thankful for her continuing to bring it. And she said the same thing. We get to see that love that they, the two characters, had for one another in season one back, but in a very stable environment, which is so nice to do. Of course, it's been amazing working with Chase because we care so deeply about these characters in this relationship, because besides the Pogues chemistry, that's kind of what started it all. And Pogues is like the name of their friend group in the show.
There's, we're not used to this because it's such a mature breakup. And the fact that they, I mean, can you imagine the insecurity? It's like a triangle of insecurity almost. Like, if you're Kelsey Ballerini right now and you see this chemistry on screen and you know that they used to go out, how could you not help but feel a little insecure about that?
Well, she specifically says she doesn't watch Outer Banks, and she hasn't said it's because Chase and Madeline used to date, but we can all kind of read between the lines. She's like, I'm proud of him. I visit him on set, but I do not want to see that. But people are really praising them because there's actually two other co-stars that apparently had some really tense offset drama that has led people to believe that it was so bad they had to use stunt doubles for a cuddling scene. So these are two, I don't want to call them side characters because they're still important. I guess they're like, they're supporting actors and actresses for the show, and they have a love storyline in this season. Their names are Rudy Pankow and Madison Bailey, and allegedly they had some kind of fling previously. Now they both have separate partners. He is a girlfriend, she is a girlfriend, and apparently something went down at a cast dinner while they were shooting this season that caused them all to unfollow each other, except Rudy still follows Madison, who is his alleged ex-fling, ex-girlfriend or whatever. And there's this clip going around on social media that shows this cuddling scene. They're like, you know, on a beach somewhere, and you know, they're looking into each other's eyes, except you can't see them together. You can just see the top of her head as she's being like embraced by him, and he's kind of like over her looking down into her eyes. And somebody on the internet, like Reddit or Twitter, leaked the fact that they're actually not together in this scene because whatever happened between them was so tense and dramatic that they refused to do any kind of romantic scenes together.
That's a terrible breakup right there. That speaks volumes. I've said that about this show here also, is that you can tell that there's chemistry on a TV show or on a radio show or whatever. If we're like giving each other a hard time and everybody's getting it equally, that's great stuff. But if you have to hire body doubles for a cuddling scene, you're in bad shape.
I would have totally understand, like, especially for Chase and Madeline, who dated at one point. Like, if you need a body double for a love scene, fine. Understandable. That's tough to do. Wrap your arms around. Be adults about this. Like, you are getting a fat check. Grow up just because you had some off-screen tension.
I want to know what the producer said when they were like, yeah, we're not going to hold each other.
Right. They should cut your pay. You ain't doing your full job.
Yeah. Well, let's ask you this question, Abby. Okay, so let's say you had a horrible breakup, right? Mm-hmm. All right, you are, let's say, I don't know if I'm allowed to use this analogy. I don't want to get him in trouble. Let's say you and Jackson, though, have this incredible, you guys were dating, had this incredible chemistry, right? And then you guys broke up. And then he is a major part of this where we have to, like, do appearances and stuff together. Could you pull it together? Even though it was let's say he broke up with you in the worst way, cheated on you with your best friend. Could you continue a professional relationship?
No, I'm getting Jackson fired. Jackson is off the show.
Right, so maybe, because we don't know what happened behind the scenes, it could have been so awful that she's like, I cannot be held by this guy ever again.
Yeah, well, I mean, he still follows her, so I almost wonder if it's like a one-sided beef, and he's like, I'm happy to hold her, and she's like running down the beach like, get away from me.
But everybody unfollowed each other after this dinner?
Everybody in the rectangle, the love rectangle. So Rudy, who's the guy, and then his girlfriend followed his ex-fling, Madison. It's very convoluted.
You mess with the drama.
You mess with the chemistry, man. Two people get into it, you mess with the whole studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Mo's got something similar in that, just that he is a little bit afraid to touch anybody after what has happened to his friend, and he's mad about it.
Let me tell you why I'm mad, though. Let me tell you why I'm mad. Let me tell you why I'm mad, though. Let me tell you why I'm mad. So I'ma tell you why I'm mad, though. I'ma tell you why I'm mad, look.
All right, so today we're talking about hygiene, because the world is a dirty place, and I have some questions.
Okay.
After a weekend of seeing so many people being in the airports, not washing their hands or leaving the bathroom after only a little fake wash, my friend told me something last week that made me want to genuinely outlaw handshakes, fives. I just want to do fist bumps and head nods from now on. So I'm at a Friendsgiving, which is important to note because everybody at this Friendsgiving made some kind of food that everybody else at the Friendsgiving was eating. And there's one point where my dude goes into the bathroom. We don't think anything of it. But when he comes out the bathroom, he has his drink in his hand. So all of us kind of noticed it at the same time. Like, why'd you take your drink in the bathroom? And it's in a glass, which made it even more weird to me. Like, who takes their drink in the bathroom with them? So we like, do you not trust somebody here? Like, what was the means of you taking your drink in there?
And this isn't like in a bar or anything. This is at somebody's house.
This is in my home.
Okay.
So he comes out and he's like, nah, I didn't think anything about that. I just took the drink. It's kind of like a natural thing I do. So we're like, cool. So then they're like, wait, so you put your drink down to wash your hands, like, and then you pick, like, how does that whole thing work? And for whatever reason, he decided that this was his moment to admit that he does what he calls a sprinkle wash.
A what?
A sprinkle wash. And we all did exactly what you did.
Oh, what the?
Come again now? So we said, what's a sprinkle wash? So he shows us that the way he washes his hands at times is like instead of...
The hand motion.
The hand motion.
Stop doing that. No grown man should be doing that.
That's how I feel, Abby.
Would that be your ick if you saw your man doing a sprinkle wash with his hands?
I got the ick from Mo right now.
I'm demonstrating. Now, it's if obviously you can't see, so it's similar to when you check the temperature of the water. Right, you turn the tub on and you check to see if it's hot.
That's not what I was thinking about.
Well, I know where your brain went. It's similar to that as well.
But you're not putting your whole hand in there. You're literally just putting like the tips of your fingers in there just to gauge the temperature.
She's doing it.
You're just the tip in the water?
Give it a shot, Abby. Let it run. Come on, give it a little cool.
I ain't doing that. I haven't done that since high school.
For a temperature check, it's just a tip.
If your hand's underneath the faucet, then yeah, that makes sense. But if you're doing it the way you guys are doing and there's no faucet around, it's kind of naughty.
I'm so uncomfortable.
For sure. So then someone else said, oh, well, yeah, I'm not going to lie. If I'm in a rush, I do that, too. So then I was like, hold up. So both of y'all actually made food. So now I'm super uncomfortable because he said 50% of the time he doesn't technically have the time to sit there and do the 30-second wash.
Yes, you do.
Sprinkle fingers.
So time out. Because he's going in the bathroom. He's doing number one. So he's standing there.
I pray to God it's number one.
Right? So he's standing there, and he's holding something. And he's holding something.
Yeah.
And he has the audacity not to wash his hands afterwards, and he just does the sprinkle.
Because in his mind, he only used one hand.
All right, so he's got his drink on the sink.
while he's going to go number one. Then he comes and sprinkles hands and then picks up his glass.
So, yes, but he doesn't have to put his drink down because when he technically when he uses the bathroom, he's only using one hand. You understand?
Yeah. But
so he feels like that's the only hand he really has to wash.
Does he put soap on it or is it literally just under the
yeah, you just little sprinkle wash, just water.
That's just rinsing
nothing.
It.
That's what I'm saying. But like a couple people admitted to this at the Friendsgiving. Like, yeah, you never been in a rush and just had to do the quick rinse? I was like, no, I have not.
Well, the truth is he's not in a rush. I mean, the party isn't going anywhere. He could have spent the extra 15 seconds doing it and using soap. But this is a rinsing. There's no soap involved and only one hand.
That's it. And he was just drunk. He wasn't really in a rush at all. And apparently this is a thing.
No.
So I'm just saying that know that people out here sprinkle washing if you out here touching people.
Yeah.
And now, see, my guy, I wasn't afraid to tell to his face that this was nasty. But when it comes to Mike Tyson, it's a little bit of a different story. But while we're on hygiene, Mike Tyson said something on his Netflix documentary that's what his Jake Paul fight coming up that I think people need to know about and people need to address.
You don't even, okay, you had to tell the camera you don't even brush your teeth.
I don't brush my teeth. So what? I'm Mike Tyson.
Oh. Mike Tyson doesn't brush his teeth he's Mike Tyson.
Another celebrity said this years ago. Was it Jessica Simpson that said she only flosses and doesn't brush her teeth? And dentists were coming out and going, yeah, if you're going to do one or the other, just floss.
Really?
Uh-huh. That's but I can't, crazy. For whatever reason, I can't see Mike Tyson in the mirror flossing.
Mike don't do nothing with his mouth at all.
I found out recently, most people don't brush their teeth right anyway. Like, you're supposed to do the mouthwash first. Or floss first, then mouthwash, and then brush your teeth and leave the toothpaste on your teeth.
We talked about that.
Yeah, you still do it now.
Yeah, it's become a habit for me now. I got used to it. It was rough at first.
So I think we're adding another category to things you never talk about. It's politics, it's religion, and hygiene issues.
Yeah, add it to the list.
Never.
No, I need to know if you sprinkle wash. That needs to be disclosed.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Been counting down the days. I even woke up in the morning going, oh my God, how many hours till the opening episode of Yellowstone this season. Oh my God, it's so good. There are a lot of people complaining about it. Do you guys watch?
No.
You don't watch it?
I do.
You do?
I'm trying to remember where I left off because they've had a couple of jump the shark moments. Like, I'm all about the drama. But some of the stuff that happened, I was like, this is getting extreme. It was like for me, like when Grey's Anatomy, I feel like only so many bad things can happen to one person or one family. And when Christina Yang had
icicle.
Icicle off the building, off of the hospital, fall and impale her. I'm like, I'm done.
That's what happened.
I'm like, we are reaching, we are grasping for drama. And so I just felt it got a little excessive. And I felt like the characters became like caricatures of themselves. Like Beth Dutton was like...
Too much.
It was too much. We got to dial it back just a little bit because now it's not even... it wasn't really believable before, but now it's really not believable.
Well, I was really curious what they were going to do with John Dutton, which was played by Kevin Costner. And as you've been telling us for months now, he's like, nah, to Yellowstone. He's like, nah, I'm going to do this Western saga and it's going to be on Apple Plus or whatever. And I don't need Yellowstone anymore. In fact, I'm going to sell half of my ranch to fund this movie because I know it's going to be so good. And it sucks. I'm a big Kevin Costner fan. That thing sucks. So I was wondering what they were going to do with Yellowstone. And I thought the way they handled it was really, really good. It's shocking, but also really leads to a great storyline. But people online were so mad.
Well, they had to have known this was coming because it's been in mainstream media that he bowed out of the show because he and a producer didn't get along. He wanted to work on this Western saga. So it wasn't like you came in and you're going to be shocked that he's not a part of it.
Yeah, the producer / director / writer of the show and Kevin Costner notoriously didn't get along very well. So when you don't get along well with the guy that's writing your character, it's not going to end well.
You're about to get Game of Thrones.
But man, it is good. It's got me right back. You got to give it a try.
All right, I'll tap back in.
All right, so which one of us got closer to singing the national anthem publicly over the weekend as our college football bet continues?
In the land.
right.
Yeah. Even the fireworks couldn't drown that out.
She was brave indeed.
That is indeed the national anthem.
Yeah. That's it. Some would beg to differ.
So we've twisted it a little bit this year. In past years, we said whoever chooses the team that wins the most game obviously is going to win our college football bet. We twisted it. Flipped the script. As Mo said, this year we are rooting for teams to lose, all right? Whoever has the most losses at the end of the year is the winner. So let's go through our roster over the weekend because it was a weird weekend.
Florida State, once again, sucks because they are still 1-9. Everyone was shocked when I chose them because they were undefeated last year. But I felt it in my loins that this was the year that Florida State was going down. And I was right because now they're big losers and everyone knows it.
Yeah, they got their butt kicked by Notre Dame this past weekend.
Yeah.
All right. And the point spread on that game was like 43 points. It was ridiculous for Florida State to be an underdog by like 43 points. Now, this week, if Florida State loses to Charleston Southern.
Well, they have a bye this week, so it'll be the week after that.
The week after, then
they're going to lose during the bye week. Wait, it's going.
It's like 50 players on the roster are going to enter the portal window if that happens.
Oh, look at Charleston Southern is 1-9, too, so they're going in both at the same record.
Damn, I wish I would have chosen Charleston Southern. Right. All right, so I chose New Mexico because Vegas told me they were going to suck, and they played the school that I went to, San Diego State, over the weekend. All I needed to do was let San Diego State run the table and beat them, and San Diego State loses, man. So New Mexico beat them. So now they're 4-6. The team that I thought was going to really, really suck has 4 wins now. Dang it.
Mm-hmm. So that means you and Mo are still in the juice together. Yep. Me, on the other hand, my Kent State is 0-9. Yep. I am sitting pretty. We lost last Wednesday 41-0. Versus Ohio, and then we play tomorrow night, oddly, against Miami, and they're 5-4. So I just foresee this. If I can go for an over, I would just like a little gold star for my pick.
Yeah, we really don't even need to check in with you and Abby anymore because you guys are out.
This is great.
Abby and I, deuces, we're walking away. Abby and I most definitely are not going to be the ones walking onto that little league field to sing the national anthem.
I would personally like to continue updating the nation on how bad Florida State is doing now. So
that was such a bold pick. Yes, we are going to oblige.
For sure, yeah.
But now it's strictly between you and Mo.
Yep, because I chose East Carolina. I don't even know why at this point. It seemed like a good pick in the beginning because they only had 2 wins last year, but they just won again last Thursday night, 49-14 against Florida Atlantic University. And so now they are 5-4 and have a game next Thursday against Tulsa. So I think I'm still 1 game behind Burt, technically.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be a race today.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be tight, man.
It's going to be real tight the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.